Hey, it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Devante Mitchell died outside of a hotel in downtown Milwaukee on June 30th after being held down by four security guards. The minutes leading up to his death were captured by witness videos.
Mitchell's death has brought comparisons to George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis in 2020 after a police officer pinned him down by his neck. Mitchell was black. Members of his family have said they see his death as part of a wider pattern of violence against black people.
Official details are limited. A police report says that the security staff were responding to a disturbance. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office has ruled the preliminary cause of Mitchell's death to be a homicide. In a statement released yesterday, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office said, quote, "Our office is reviewing Mr. Mitchell's death as a homicide case."
Ambridge Hospitality operators of the Hyatt Hotel said in a statement that they had terminated employees involved. The Hyatt chain called for termination and criminal charges. David Clary is a public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who's been following the story. David, thanks for joining us today.
Hey there. Glad to be here. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak on the story.
Devante Mitchell, his family has told you some about his story, his life. Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, Devante Mitchell, he was 43. I spoke with his mother outside of the Hyatt Hotel at a demonstration earlier this week. She described him as someone he worked in local restaurants. Most recently, he worked at a Metro Mart grocery store. She's described him as a teddy bear, someone who really enjoyed walking downtown. He found it peaceful. And, you know, a lot of people have described him as a kind, loving member of the family.
A lot of open questions, I think, David, about what happened leading up to Devante Mitchell's death. What do we know?
So we don't know a lot so far on my reporting, but I do know that Attorney Crump and others yesterday, they spoke outside of a court and police building in downtown Milwaukee, and they said they had reviewed footage supplied by the Hyatt that showed certain aspects that hadn't been seen yet by the public. They said it showed him running for safety from someone or something into the women's bathroom. And that was a big sticking point initially, was that Devante Mitchell had been in the women's bathroom for some reason, and that had kind of led to the following dispute with security. But they say that footage shows him running for safety into the bathroom. It shows him later with his hands up and then being dragged to the floor and beaten with a retractable baton by security. And that's footage that the attorneys spoke about yesterday.
And I mentioned your reporting just out on the response from the operating company for the hotel and for Hyatt itself. What have we heard about them, about the staff and their reactions?
Yeah. So like you mentioned, Ambridge Hospitality, they're the third party operator for the hotel. They released a statement late last night saying they had fired the workers. That came following what they described as a review of the incident, and they decided it violated company policies and procedures and said it didn't reflect their values. It did follow a earlier in the day statement by Hyatt calling for criminal charges and for the workers to be terminated. It's not clear yet exactly which workers, is it just the security guards? Witnesses have said there was another staffer on site at the time, too, speaking with them and things of that nature. So it's not entirely clear at this time which employees were fired, but they said the associates involved in the incident were terminated. And so that's kind of what we know there.
And David, for as far as official response from a coroner, a police, district attorney, terse, I think it's fair to say the statements we've heard so far. What have you been able to piece together?
Yeah, a lot of what you talked about at the top here is what we know so far. You know, the DA's office is investigating the death as a homicide, but they said they're awaiting the medical examiner's full autopsy before they determine on criminal charges. The police have said that, you know, it's an ongoing investigation, and they haven't commented much on that. Yesterday at a press conference, Milwaukee Police Department Chief Jeff Norman, he was asked about the case, and he spoke about it a little bit, you know, somewhat tongue in cheek, you know, said if it's not a criminal case, then why is the DA's office investigating it? But really, again, the police's line has been, it's an ongoing investigation at this time, you know, and so they don't say much at this time.
What are you watching for now, David, as you continue to follow this story?
On my end, I'm curious to see, you know, obviously what happens in regards to criminal charges, and would love to review any footage from inside the hotel, because again, that's footage that I believe Attorney Crump and the rest of the family's attorneys have reviewed, but from what I have seen and in my reporting have not been able to review, you know, the inside the hotel lobby footage. And so those, I think, are the two main points at this time.
And finally, David, as often happens, there is some witness video in the last minutes of Devante Mitchell's life. What do we see in those videos? What don't they tell us?
Yeah, you know, it's and this is where the George Floyd comparisons come in, right? You know, you can see Devante Mitchell held face down by security guards. It's in the video I reviewed, it's somewhat difficult exactly to tell, you know, the exact placement of like knees and things like that. But witnesses have told me they were on his back, you know, like knees were putting pressure on his back, and you can hear screaming and you can hear, you know, cries calling out and things of that nature. And it's a difficult video to watch. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of what we see at this time. And I think that's obviously why it's invoked those George Floyd comparisons.
David, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
David Clary is a breaking news and turning and a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us about his reporting on Devante Mitchell, who died on June 30th after being held down by security outside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Milwaukee. Now we turn to one of the attorneys representing Devante Mitchell's family. Ben Crump is a trial lawyer who specializes in civil rights cases. He's represented many Black families whose loved ones were killed or injured in high-profile incidents, including the families of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and Jacob Blake. Ben, thanks for joining us today. Do we have Ben Crump? Okay, Ben, can you hear me?
I'm here, yes.
Wonderful.
I can hear you.
Thank you for...
I apologize. I'm in the district attorney's office, but you have me now.
Thank you for joining us in the middle of work. It sounds like you've said, yes. You and the family have said that Devante Mitchell was facing a mental health crisis the day he died. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, his family talks about how he dealt with depression after his father died in 2016, how he actually wanted counseling for dealing with these thoughts he was having. But I will tell you, after looking at the video, it's apparent Devante was running for his life. And when you see the just brutality in the video, it's troubling on many levels. And so we believe charges are warranted, and we think it's wholly appropriate that the Hyatt and the franchise owner terminated the employees based on what we see on this video.
You are working with Devante Mitchell's family. You mentioned you're hoping for charges. Talk through what you're hoping to hear from the DA and when you're hoping to hear from them.
We think that there's enough there now to bring charges. They say they're waiting on the completion of the autopsy report. And the only thing that I respond to that with is, it's not the same when the roles are reversed. And it's been Devante Mitchell who did this to the security guard. Nobody would be waiting on the autopsy. He would have been arrested, charged, and sitting in a jail cell. So what we ask for in our community is just equal justice. We want the rules to be the same. You want due process. You don't want it to be two systems of justice. So those are the things we grapple with. The thing that I am appreciative of is at least we got to review the videos many times. You know, they continue to hide behind this bait and switch, where they say, oh, it's a pending investigation and you can never see the video until it's like 2 years later and everybody has forgot about the unarmed dead Black man saved his family. So we feel grateful that we at least see the video now. We at least see the truth of what happened with our own eyes.
You said in Milwaukee earlier this week that police officers and security workers should have learned not to hold people down or keep them in prone positions after the death of George Floyd. Can you talk about that comparison with George Floyd's and lessons you're hoping people learn from this?
Yeah, you know, America, how many more black men have to die in prone positions with knees on their neck and knees on their back? I mean, we saw it. Obviously, with George Floyd, and then Ivo Otenio in Virginia, and then Frank Tyson in Ohio. And now we're here with Devontae Mitchell in the prone position, knee on his neck, knee on his back. George Floyd was 9 minutes and 29 seconds. We don't know exactly the time. We're still trying to figure it out, but we believe Devontae was at least 8 minutes. Could have been as much as 10 minutes while he's down there in the prone position, having problems breathing, and they continue to not show him 1 ounce of humanity and just keep him there until the point where they realize he's completely unconscious. And then you see them having concern, but it's troubling, so troubling when you see the inhumanity, the brutality, I mean, the excessive use of force, and you ask yourself why.
Ben, in just our last few moments, it's up to the DA to file criminal charges. Working with the family, are they thinking about filing civil charges?
Absolutely. We want full justice. Black people are tired of getting partial justice, that you can't have criminal culpability and civil accountability. No, the Seventh Amendment applies to us too in civil cases. And obviously, when you have a homicide and it's not justified, we expect that people to be held accountable for killing us too, just like they try to always charge people in our community with the most serious of the charges. And we just say equal justice, nothing more, nothing less.
Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. God bless.
That's Attorney Ben Crump joining us from the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office. Crump is representing the family of Devontae Mitchell.